You are now listening to Messy Mac Radio.
Welcome back to Messy Mac Radio. I'm Miss.
And I'm Mac. And this bitch just decides she wants to go. And my finger was still up. I didn't even do the countdown or nothing.
She pointed to me and my
finger was pointing to the sky.
But welcome back to Messy Mac Radio.
Welcome back,
we
everyone.
Said it, you thought it.
Yes, and we just getting out here with this little podcast thing, you know what I'm saying? We getting heard on Anchor. Shout out to everybody listening to us on Anchor and Spotify. That's where we getting our most listens at. So thank you guys for downloading some real ones.
But just know you can listen to us on Apple Music as well for all you iPhone users.
Right. I have an iPhone, but I use Spotify.
As well. I don't have Spotify. No shade to Spotify.
It sounds like a little shade to me.
Shit, I pay $14.99 for Apple Music every month.
Are they robbing you?
For the family plan. You can put up about six every month, and it's $14.99.
Let me tell you about Spotify. Spotify, $9.99. You can have unlimited people on your shit, unlimited followers, and they make you playlists, and you can follow people, and that's where our podcast is getting played.
Do they play commercials?
No. And you can make your own playlist. So you
maybe
know,
it's highway robbery.
It's definitely highway robbery for the 15. That's Netflix prices.
$14.99. Fuck Netflix. Netflix tried to charge me when I didn't even ask.
Man, she would call the bank over 7 cents. Like hey, I need my...
just charged me $7.99. I'm confused. I don't even got Netflix.
She gonna wait for them 3 to 5 business days for that 79-cent refund.
Exactly. I need my motherfucking money.
Cheap ass.
All money in, no money out. What are you talking about?
All money back in.
I need my 79 cents.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm canceling the card for that 79 cents.
So if we know one thing, if we don't know one thing, we know two things about Miss now. That she, number one, she will pepper spray a motherfucker. And number two, she will call and dispute any charge, no matter.
Even if I did it, I might.
Oh, now that's fraud.
But no. One time, before we get to the topic, one time I went and got cash back at Walmart. And a few days later, the charge came out. And I was like, what the fuck? I ain't been to no motherfucking Walmart. So I called the bank. They opened up a whole dispute. And then I realized that I went to the pharmacy and got cash back. I called like, nah, that's false. I did make that purchase. I got that cash back.
Fraud, like I said.
So, no, they didn't. Hey, I'm in good standing with my bank, so I didn't really do no fraudulent shit because I realized it, but okay. Well, we got a very special guest tonight.
We do.
And you've heard her on our station before.
You have heard her. Shout out to this pen that I have. This is called Lemonade Something. I don't have any physical buds today. My weed man is out. But I do have this pen. So make sure y'all go grab y'all a Kohl's vape pen. They're $15 at any BP gas station. Comes with a charger and this cute little chrome.
Grubby. That's why you need to be in Cali. You could just walk right in the store and buy all types of shit.
Yeah, this pen come in handy. But we do have a special guest, like Miss said. Like she said, I'm going to give her a fire-ass intro. Hold on. You like Cardi B did Missy last night? She gave her a fire-ass intro. So, we have once again, for the third time, third round champion, Miss Kiara Downs is in the building. Welcome back.
AKA Key Baby.
Key Baby. Clutch maker, handmade clutches, kiss clutches, model extraordinaire.
I'm telling you, the runway slayer.
Yes, the runway slayer, the real nigga payer.
The real nigga payer, runway slayer for sure. Talented in many faucets.
Many faucets.
Hit me up.
Please hit her up, Booker. Catch us in different cities, in different states, doing different photo shoots because niggas move around here. But she is here to join us once again for another Messy Mac Radio. So tonight, we've been getting serious a lot lately. And then I've been feeling like we've been kind of slacking on, you know, speaking on the freak shit. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I told y'all that I'm sitting next to one of the biggest freaks that was ever born.
Who is that?
Like I said on the first episode, if somebody speaks up, then you know who we talking about.
Who she talking about?
So, tonight's topics, we're going to split a half show. And this show might go over an hour just because, you know, it's a real topic. Like, the first topic that we're going to talk about, it's real, and I feel like anyone that's, I'll say 21 and over, but shit, we could take it 18.
Well, the first topic is brought to you by the Shade Room.
Oh, yes. The first topic, well, y'all need to go on the Shade Room's Instagram, email them, and tell them they need to give us a sponsorship.
Because we always shout
because
them out.
Ever since we started this show, RT always comes from the Shade Room, and who better else to be our sponsor? So if y'all fuck with us, and y'all fuck with the Shade Room, and y'all like the way we bring the Shade Room to y'all, because y'all know we bring y'all that hot tea with the lemon on the side. You know what I'm saying? Email the Shade Room, let them know, hey, y'all need to go listen to Messy Mac Radio. They deserve a sponsorship. Just like I fucking deserve a sponsorship from goddamn Backwoods. Where y'all at, Backwoods? Where y'all at? We here. I'm always giving y'all shout outs. I love y'all. Send me a t-shirt or something, goddamn it.
Make sure the t-shirt got the Surgeon General's warning on
it. Oh my God. I'm so tired of her contradicting what I say.
Don't get me wrong, I smoked for many years.
Too many years to where she forgot she used to be a weed head.
I done forgot like a motherfucker. Hit it and be high in my mind. I can't fuck with it. But anyway.
She still can roll a mean blunt though. So I thank her for that. If a nigga hand ever broke or anything, I could call Miss like, hey, roll me up a pack of backs, bro. Thank you.
And I might light it. Might.
That might be too much for her.
But, okay.
Okay, so the first part of our show is going to be talking about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
The first topic is not about sex.
It is. It's sex related.
What turned you on that is not sexual? That's what brought to you by the Shade Room.
Yeah, that's what's brought to us by the Shade Room, but once we can't keep talking about that forever. We're going to dwindle down into more shit about sex.
Well, the first topic is what turns you on that isn't sexual?
So the question Mesh just asks, what turns you on that is not sexual? So they had a lot of interesting comments on there. And I'll be the first to say, my turn on for a man, and it's not sexual, and I don't care if you think it's weird or not. I'm a weirdo ass motherfucker, and I like to go through life that way. If a nigga got a crispy ass line, now mind you, I'm looking at the whole 360. If that line on the back of that neck is cut to perfection, and then you got the fade at the bottom.
So the waves or nothing don't mean
I don't give a fuck about the waves. Because if you got a haircut in the back, you already keeping up with your shit. It's just something about that neck. That back of that neck with that line. And then when the nigga got a big head. Ooh.
You like big head.
I love me a big head ass nigga.
So it's not sexual thing about his big head bobbing and weaving.
I'm just, no, I don't look at it as a sexual thing. I'm looking at when he turned that head and that line.
And if it's big, it's
that line just hit me. Because I got long fingers and I be getting long nails. So I want to palm it like a basketball. Miss, what about you? What turns you on that's not sexual?
It don't got nothing to do with people. It's food. I be watching YouTube and listen, they be cracking that king crab open and they be pulling it out and dipping it in the sauce. And next thing you hear, you be like. And I be like, damn, eat the shit out of that crab. Why don't you? They be spraying the lemon on it and everything. So, you know, it just. Told y'all about that episode. That man stuck that whole chicken bone in his mouth. It came out clean. It had cheese on everything. Cheese coming down the side
so
of his mouth.
So is that the equivalent for a female taking a cherry stem and putting it in her mouth and pulling it out?
Well, that don't turn me on. I need some greasy chicken, some kind of juiciness just dripping down the mouth. I like when people suck their fingers when they eat. I like the sounds and everything.
Well, that reminds me to never suck my fingers around this bitch when I eat. Because I do that shit all the time.
You eat some cheesy macaroni.
So I know in your mind you want some you getting turned on.
Listen, when macaroni, when people we got that cheese macaroni, it'd be like, when they stirring it up, they put it in their mouth, I'm like, fuck yeah, chew the shit out of that cheesy macaroni.
Wow. Sounds to me like somebody has a food porn addiction, but hey, that's a whole nother episode.
I'm gonna watch it tonight before I go to bed.
She gonna watch it in the bed.
Mm-hmm. My turn over.
Okay, we done with her. What turns you on that's non-sexual?
Cologne.
Smell?
Yes.
Yes. Anything that activates the senses will definitely turn you on. Smell is important.
And is that male or female, just a good fresh scent that come by? Or is it just like the male colognes, not the perfume?
The male cologne.
The male cologne, okay.
And also tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Tattoos be sexy as fuck, girl.
Especially on a man's leg. Oh, my God.
So, are you talking about the calf?
Yeah. The whole leg.
Because, you know, some niggas be so damn hairy, you can't even see the shit.
And the funny thing is, my man tatted all over his arms and don't got a tattoo on his leg. I'm like, okay, get it on the chest, legs. Get it everywhere, because I be licking his arm.
That laugh.
That's your husband.
Yeah, right. She can talk about that. She's married. Check public records.
It's out there.
It's out there.
They Anything can't check else? Public records. They don't know my last name unless they know me.
Oh, you know what else turns me on about a nigga? Crew socks and some tennis shoes. Not the ankle socks, but the crew socks.
Do you like them folded down?
No, because
all the way up. Like
I don't even like them up all the way like Steve Urkel, but kind of leave some of the ruffles in there.
I like mine folded.
Ooh, a bow legged nigga. Ooh.
Hell,
yeah, like,
you can
go. I need them McDonald's M legs.
No, I mean, because I kind of do like that. I like it slightly bow legged. Not all the way.
I need that arch where the legs, the feet come together, but the legs and got the that U. It look like a wishbone. Yeah.
It kind of look like when your elbows is like this. And you got the elbows pointed out, feet in. That's what bow leg look like to me.
Basically.
I'm bad.
It's sexy.
Yeah, so let us know. Email us, messymadcouture@gmail.com. Let us know what's not sexual that turns y'all on. Come on, hit us up in these emails. We respond. It come directly to our phone and our computers. Hit us up. Let us know.
Right, exactly. And y'all can always go on Anchor and record voice messages. So if you want us to play a little, whatever you sent us, if it's appropriate. But really, fuck that, because we don't have any appropriateness level on Messy Mac Radio. So, if you want to say something, leave us a voice message, and we will play it live on the show. Coming soon, we will be able to take callers. So,
yes, and pretty soon we'll have that visual. We did do a visual. Mm-hmm. It didn't get posted because my glasses had a reflection in it, and I can't do that. So, but coming soon, we're going to do one where I ain't going to have the glasses on. The light was fucking me up, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and she's going to be wearing Mac Lume mink lashes.
Brought to you by
Mac Lume.
Mac Lume.
That's me, if you guys didn't know.
That is you and a friend. You and a man are intimate, meaning y'all are sexing, kissing, licking, all that. And one day, y'all get fucked up and your friend is just taking the dick from the nigga that you talk to. Y'all get into it and she like, it's just dick, friend. I don't know why you tripping. Do you get upset or do you think that it's just community potluck dick? Is the question. Now,
you want to know my answer?
What is
it? Niggas get shot every day, B.
Niggas get shot every day?
Mm-hmm.
So you saying niggas get fucked every day?
So you saying it's okay if somebody...
No, I'm saying bitches get shot every day. So you sitting here shot. So you gonna be okay. Just like you said, it's just some dick. It's just a bullet wound.
Do you think that, though?
It's just a bullet wound.
So you agree that it's just some dick. So if you was...
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
So. What I'm saying is you playing it nonchalant. Like, you fucking my friend. No, I'm sorry. My friend fucking my nigga. you playing it nonchalant, like, oh, girl, it's just some dick.
And you saying it's just bitches get shot every day, so you can get shot. Okay, yeah. I get it. Because I was a little confused.
No, like, no.
I was confused. Like, so no, you saying if it's not me okay. And you fuck, saying I fucked your nigga, and you like, it's okay. Bitches get fucked every day. Bitches get shot every day. That's how I took it. But no, you like,
No, I'm with the shit.
Oh, it's just some dick. No, bitch. It's just a bullet in your ass.
We just in the ER. That's it.
So we relating.
Of course.
I feel like sex be a big deal. I feel like it's different when people be younger. Like when they 18, 19, some people just want to get it in. They don't care. But when you get older and you get more intimate with people, mm-hmm. it's a different situation.
So do you feel like intimacy comes with age? Because I honestly feel like it, though. What about you, Key?
Yeah, I do.
I think it comes with maturity.
That's age.
Because some people can be mature at younger age.
And that's what I was getting ready to say. Women mature faster than men.
So we are already,
like, looking for relationships, and this comes from high school. You know what I'm saying? So
middle school.
Right. We've been on that. You know? So it's kind of different with men and women.
Exactly. Because us at 25, we might be into ready to commit. 25-year-old man might be just out here trying to stick bang everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I think more so on a women's point of view, it could have been a woman that was faithful all the time, but she continued to be hurt. You have a lot of hurt women that turn into hoes and think that sex ain't shit because these niggas indoctrinated them so much, you know what I'm saying, to where they're numb to the shit.
Exactly.
So they feel like they need to dog niggas just like
they dog them.
Exactly. Although, to each his own, you know, I don't think that that's the right way to go. But
not at all.
Everybody's different, and you can't feel how somebody else feel. You can't tell them that. That's just something that you would never understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it just depends on, you know, your mind frame when you gotta end up leaving or you ain't with that person no more. Because if you was intimate with a person, you'll be more attached to them more so if you was just fucking them. Like, right. I was just fucking this nigga. It's cool. Boom, boom, boom. I'm done with him. I'm good. But if it's somebody that you didn't literally spent quality time with, days, months, years, you know what I'm saying? Y'all done did the littlest shit bring y'all pleasure type shit, like cooking or something like that. You're going to really wholeheartedly, like, be sick because you're missing moments and shit that happened in your everyday life.
That depends. Because I was with a motherfucker for 6 years, and we would break up to make up, kept forgiving. But when I was done, I was done. The crime was done. It disgusts me to even think about going through that again.
Let's go ahead and get into our next half of our show.
Dive into the
forgiveness. Let's dive in like Trey Songz. Speaking of Trey Songz, this is a side note. We need to get him off of the power song. No. We need Joe back. Trey Songz, that wasn't for you. You know what I mean?
50 wanted him to do it.
But 50 about to take him off. I don't care, Joe.
Attack 50, not Trey.
I ain't attacking 50.
Because Fosty gonna come at you. He want his money.
I love you, Curtis.
It's like, what you owe me? Bitch, you owe me that money for even getting entertained by my fucking shit. I need my $1,000 tonight, by Monday, bitch.
By 7, bitch. But okay, we jumping right into our next topic for the second half of the show. Now, this is a good one, y'all. And it's a sensitive one. And, you know, we want to actually hear a lot of feedback from y'all. So, like I was saying, go ahead and upload a voice message on Anchor. If you haven't downloaded it, I put it on my Snapchat all the time. If not, y'all can email us and just let us know, because I feel like this is going to be one of those topics where somebody ain't going to get emotional. I think it's going to be me. I don't know who it's going to be.
And if y'all love us, y'all can subscribe and get stuff directly to y'all for a small fee.
We do offer listener support on Messy Mac Radio and through Anchor, where you can get a monthly subscription as a monthly supporter for 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. Yes. So if you want to always know when we upload new, you know, episodes, new content, make sure y'all follow us on Anchor, download, do your listener support, support some niggas. We just trying to make it.
And shop Execute Customs, where encouragement is key.
Right.
Okay.
So, this next second half of our show is talking about forgiveness.
I think we should let our guest co-host enter that in. Like, start it off. What'd you feel about that?
And before she talks, I'm just going to let you know, the reason why Key is here is because all three of us have very different opinions on forgiveness and grudges. So this should be very interesting. And she is here as a guest host. So make sure y'all go subscribe, because she's always here with us. So go ahead, Key. Let's talk about forgiveness.
So forgiveness for me, y'all, is to a certain extent. I'm a person that came from holding grudges. I had it bad. You know, once you do something to me that was unloyal, I'm cutting you off. Once you cross me, you lost me, period. You know, and it depends on, you know, it'd be the closest person, the closest people to you. And that's probably why, you know, it hurts so much to where I can't fuck with you like that. You know, it's just, I'm just too loyal for that. But now I got a little growth. I forgive, but I don't forget. And it also depends. I give you your three strikes. That third one is a wrap.
So you're quite generous with the, like, you like it.
It depends.
Fool me once, shame on them. Maybe fool me twice, shame on them. But fool me a third time, shame on me, bitch. You gotta go.
You gotta go.
So yeah, I can get that. I can dig that.
Miss, what about you?
I can be a forgiving person. When I was younger, I think I forgave people for a lot of things, especially when, you know, it was like serious shit. Now that I'm older, I just don't need that in my peace. So if it's something that's like, listen, you gotta go, like, I can't do it. If it's too much and it's gonna interrupt my peace, I gotta dip. Like, it depends on what it is, though. Like, little simple shit, we have a disagreement. Okay, but if you talking reckless, or it's just like, yeah, fuck you, bitch, I ain't never like you. That's why when you walk by, I smell some shit, bitch, because the wind stank. That's like, oh, okay, so now you talk about my hygiene. Or if they talk about my motherfucking kids, like, yeah, bitch, that's why your baby got a big-ass head. Maybe she's slow. Then it's like, all right, bitch, I'm about to fight you. We're never going to be friends again. So it just depends on the situation. Depends on the situation for me. Don't fucking talk about my kids.
Don't talk, period. Like, do not talk shit when we get into it. I do not like that. That just shows where your loyalty lies.
Exactly.
You know, like, loyalty is loyal. And I'm solid. You know, I'm not going to wait till we get into it to try to say something hurting to you that you broke that down. You opened up to me about that because you felt that you could trust me to vent to me.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to bring that up.
So if bitches want to say something that I done told you in private, bitch, you a snake, I can't forgive you for that. So now you throwing up something that I done shared with you intimately, and then you're going to throw it in my face. Yeah, you right. You are 100% right. Yeah. That's the shit that's like, okay.
It be the closest people to you.
Yep.
I'm trying to tell you.
And that go for family, too. I done cut some family members off. It's like, bitch, I'm done with you. Like, we blood related, but that don't make you family. So it just depends. But little shit, like little disagreements, I could get over. But if it's too much, it's like, yeah. So what you think, Boo?
I feel like there's always a stipulation on forgiveness, but it really just depends on how you was raised. Like, was you one of them kids that if your mama said some shit to you, you was going to cry and you could forget about it and go back and play? Or did you think about the shit all day? Like, I'm always going into a clinical state of mind, like, as far as the facts on, you know, a lot of shit has to do with your upbringing. Like, your mama and my mama talk shit to us, period.
So what does that make you? Because I was the type of kid, she would talk shit, I would go off and cry and come back like didn't nothing happen.
Exactly. So you're a forgiving person, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And that's you showing forgiveness at a very young age. So you have become a forgiving person. But it also could make you a person that hold a grudge. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not both at once. Because
your mama is different.
Your mama is different. Else. You know what I'm saying? Not even your mama. Your man, your woman, your wife, your husband, your sister, your brother. Somebody that you have an attachment to. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always forgive them. There are things, though, that it's just a no cap on that. Nigga, you done did this or you done did this to me and I done forgave you. This is the end. You know what I'm saying? But it's just you knowing your limit. You as a person have to set your standards. Limit. Because you can stop fucking with a motherfucker that you knew for 2 years versus somebody you knew for 20. And the person that you knew for 20 could have did something way worse than the person that you knew. You know what I'm saying? So it's just based off of how you are as a person.
See, now that you own that, so basically with family, I might not cut them off completely, but I feed them with a long handled spoon. So it's like, say we used to be favorite cousins and I was with you all the time, but you didn't cross me so much that, hey, I see you at family gatherings and it might be a high and by. I might drink with you, sit with you.
Most
but
definitely.
Other than that, don't call my phone or you get it. You've reached the voicemail box of because I can't fuck with you now.
Oh, train people accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. Accordingly. So, and I can definitely get with you on family. You know what I'm saying? And shit. To be honest, I have blood first cousins that I'll be sitting in the same room with, and they're a paint on the wall to me. And that's one thing I'm very good at. I will silent treatment a motherfucker, boy, to where it becomes.
That's what make people angry.
Yeah, the silent treatment or me acting like you're not there, me going around you saying what's up to the homie that's standing right next to, excuse me, hey girl, I miss my friend. You know, that'll make a motherfucker mad because I used to be a hot-headed nigga. Like, a nigga, like I say nigga, I mean black person. Like, the typical angry black-ass person. Like, that was me. I show my ass wherever. Like, I didn't have my shit casted up many times for punching holes and punching windows and punching. Like,
so you've had growth.
I've had major growth. And I'm gonna give my damn self a round of applause for that. Just because, like, life is adversity, period. That's what it is. It's another word for adversity. Nothing's fucking perfect. Everything is going to test you. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it really tests you to see how much you've grown from being able to express your anger. Because some people, like me, 7 years ago would punch a fucking car window out if I was just mad and outside. But me today, I'm just good riddance to that person. I'm not going to hurt my damn hand.
Like with children, you got to teach them how to deal with their anger.
Yes.
They don't know how to deal with it. Like my 2-year-old right now, if I tell her stop, she can't have it. She might pick up her toy and throw it and be like, no, mommy. It's my job to teach her to not express herself that way. Or fast forward when she's a grown adult, she's busting windows out. She's slashing tires. She's really fucking shit up. Because maybe I didn't express to her that you got to deal with your shit a different kind of way.
Right.
I was like that.
So while you speaking on it like that, what do you ladies think that, or how much of a role do you feel that self-expression has to do with being a forgiving person?
It probably has a lot to do with how.
It has a lot.
A lot.
Because I feel like if people learn how to identify their emotions, being forgiving and letting go of shit will be so much easier. Because maybe you wasn't angry, you was disappointed. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they made you thought you was feeling happy, but you was just satisfied. You know what I'm saying? It's ways to identify it, because that way you know how to identify what's going on with you. How many times have you been mad over something and then got over it and been like, nah, I really was just disappointed.
Or I was just tripping.
I really wasn't that mad. You know what I'm saying? I feel like everything starts within yourself.
It started with, like, really growth as a person. Because a few years ago, I would be, like, mad aggressive on how I express how I feel. Like, if somebody made me mad, you could tell in my voice I might be yelling. Or even if I wasn't, I was real stern, like a authority figure would be. Now I know how to talk to people, even if I disagree with them and I'm upset, in a monotone voice. Because I learned that when you're aggressive like that, it inflicts other emotions on other people. And then now y'all both rah rah rah, now you didn't, boom, y'all into it. Then it's gonna be a disagreement where it's like, no, I can't fuck with you, and that fall back to forgiveness. Now y'all both mad. Do you apologize, and do apologies mean shit?
I like how you slid right into that. Like, you slid in that motherfucker real clean on that. That was on the next on the list. She, look at her paying attention. I think because she put her glasses on, she can see the paper.
She clear, like, apologies.
But apologies? See, my thing is, motherfuckers always like to be, I'm sorry. You are sorry, motherfucker. The sorriest motherfucker I ever seen. Shit. Shout out to my nigga Ike Turner. Told her, yeah, you the sorriest motherfucker I ever seen. Shit. Don't never be.
Okay.
Don't never be sorry. Apologize. So do apologies justify the actions? No.
I don't think they do either.
Let me tell you something about the female species, okay? Just because you apologize, we're going to be like, okay, and we still going to cook, we still going to clean, still going to do whatever. But if you do that shit again, just watch the decline of the interaction that you have with that young lady.
You never forget.
Listen, I'll be the type, when I'm, like, irate and I'm talking my shit, I still might cook and clean, but I'm going to still talk shit, even if you apologize. Like, yeah, but you pussy, still your apology it. Don't mean nothing.
That's
to
what
me.
I'm saying. I just said it shit. In a different way.
Exactly. Like,
I just said it I'll in a way for our listeners.
I'm still going to talk my shit, but if you do that shit again, then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You keep repeatedly doing the same thing, then your apology means nothing to me.
And your word means nothing.
Nothing. I can't believe shit
you said. It was never sincere.
Exactly. So now you're a liar.
R.I.P. to my Uncle Ted, man. He used to always tell me, that was one quote out of my life that I always remember. He used to say, my word is my bond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I can't keep my word, I ain't shit.
Exactly.
So, a lot of times people end up being let down. That's the number one reason. False promises.
Yeah.
Me saying I'm going to do something, you're not going to do
stringing
it.
People like, along.
And that don't even got to be, like, I don't want nobody that's listening to this think of this as being relationship-wise. Because this could be with a parent, a brother, sister, a father.
A drug addict. Anything. I promise I'm going to stop doing them drugs. I promise I'm going to stop doing it. And you keep doing it, then you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Habitual liar.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep telling your kids you're going to come pick them up, and you know you're the absent parent, and you never show up.
Ooh.
You never show up. So now your lies are
sitting by the door with the bags packed. Waiting. Just waiting.
And you never show up.
Looking out the window.
How do you forgive that? Some kids, a lot of kids are very forgiving, but do you be that kid like, fuck you, bitch, you're nothing to me? Or you be that kid like, I love my mama or my father, but, you know, what is it? Do you forgive?
That's kind of deep.
It's very deep.
Because it goes, like I said, in any kind of shit. Friendship, parentship, partnership, situationship, relationship. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
Even with business ties, it's the same thing. If I make an order and you keep countlessly not delivering it on time, then we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're not fulfilling your side of the agreement. If you said it was going to be there on the 31st and they keep arriving on the second, bitch, you're a liar.
And I'm done. I'm not ordering shit else from
exactly. Me. Now I got to find another company that's going to fulfill my things like they're supposed to. So, yeah.
A person that's going to keep their word.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Please keep your word, because your word is your bond. Shout out to Uncle Ted. I miss that nigga, man. He used to give me so much game. Everybody used to think he was my grandpa, but he was my uncle. Uncle Ted was a savage, man. He busted somebody's windows out with a hammer. They could barely walk. He was like, fuck these people. Cause he don't like nobody disrespecting him. That's one thing.
He didn't take that disrespect.
He didn't take it lightly. With pins in his ankles and everything.
Period. Alright.
Learn how to be steadfast. So what do you define as forgivable? Like, what is the, name some examples of some things that you just be like, fuck, nah, I can't forgive you.
And everything is different, though, because it's like tomato, tomato. Everything is different. So, for some things I might forgive that you might not. Mm-hmm. I done been in a situation where, you know, somebody done talk mad, greasy about me. Maybe even disrespecting my family, and I still forgave them. But, stop talking to someone else for less. So, it just depends.
So, does that have some kind of stipulation on the length of the time you knew the person?
Maybe and maybe not.
Think you do.
Because, I mean, and some people, like I said, I feed with a long-handed spoon.
I really honestly believe it depends on how long it is.
Yeah, because, more so because you expect way more. You know what I'm saying? So, for a person that's that close to you to do you like that shit gonna hurt deep to where I'm not gonna fuck with you for a long time.
It's one of them things I ain't see that shit coming,
you know.
And see, it's a case with me where it's somebody I knew practically all my life as far as back as I can remember. And no, I don't fuck with them. And it's been years, probably like 10 years. And the shit that was said is unforgivable. That's so really, time really don't mean that.
It do.
It's people that...
It really
but
does.
But I know her forever.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? And I
but
cut
I'm
that
saying
girl
is,
off.
Is that because you cut her off because it was like, damn, I've known you my whole life. Like, that's what I said. The shit came out of nowhere.
It was
when
more
you,
so the shit she said.
It doesn't matter. It's what she said and who she was is what I'm saying. It wasn't a random bitch that you just met 2 years
street.
Ago.
Because
you can cut a bitch like that
shit.
Off easy, but I'm saying it goes into depth that the longer you know somebody, the easier it is for you to cut them off. Because it's like some shit, like, let's say me and you have something that's unforgivable. I ain't gonna say whatever, but... And versus Kiera do some shit to you. You can easily cut her off with, duh, that's like a fly on the wall because you just met her. But me, you could cut me off because it's like, damn, how could you do that? Like, we've been friends for 15 fucking years.
It depends on the situation. Because like I said, I knew that girl my whole life and it was like a dud.
Yeah.
But it's other people that I've known my whole life that have done shit that might be to some
so
people like
think,
I would never fuck
what
with
type
that
of level, what type of level do you think it got to be on? I'm thinking it like this. So, go ahead.
I feel like, number one, if you steal from me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What kind of level? Like,
I can't fuck with you.
When I say level,
I can't trust you.
When I say level, people, I mean, does it have to be on a personal level? Does it have to be on a public level? Does it have to be on a sexual level? Like, for instance, like you were saying, your friend fuck your nigga. You gonna forgive that bitch even though you knew her for 20 years?
Most people forgive that man and not the bitch.
What would you do is what I'm
saying.
I'd
say fuck both them.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well, how about you?
Fuck both of them.
Both
yep,
they motherfucking
both
ass.
Both
go. Okay, so that's one we all agree on.
Yep.
But that's my point.
And I might
now, on a public level.
Ass.
Shit,
on
they the both gonna get touched.
Look at me, I might cut
and
your
and that's what I'm saying.
They
we
both
going in.
Get touched.
Exactly.
We going in on a public level. Let's say I get out in the fight in public. Public fight, y'all get arrested, maced, everything that shit recorded, da 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 da. Are you gonna look at, hey, the reason why we had a fight was stupid, or are you gonna look at, oh, damn, we embarrassed ourselves?
It depends on if I get my ass beat. If the bitch beat
the shit out
of
me, let's say I beat your ass. Look, let's say I beat your ass.
And you done beat me to where I'm bloody, I'm not never forgiving you, bitch.
I am, though. You know that's how I fight.
You done beat the shit out of me, I'm bloody and shit, and I ain't no... No, but if it's just like a you snatch my weave out, we
no,
both
if we have
scratches,
a,
it's different.
And let me clear this up too. Any person that I ever been cool with, if I had to physically put my hands on you, now that's some up. I ain't going back from that. Like blood.
I have.
Have you been in
fights with people and forgave, and we've been back cool?
No, I'm talking about straight. Like I'm trying to. Like, when I fight, I'm going into fight mode.
No, I'm not going to forgive somebody that beat the shit out of me. I just told you.
That's
you
what
beat
I'm
the
saying.
Shit out of me. I'm not about to be caught with you. I'm not an abused woman. I'm not Tina Turner. You're not Ike. I'm not doing that.
That's funny.
I'm going to come back with a weapon.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's say you didn't have to pull a knife out on the bitch and cut her. Are you going to be back friends with her after that?
I do know some people that have been, though. I know some people that then fucked each other's man. The bitch just stabbed her in the ass and they still cool to this day. Like, I shit you not. Everything we name it like that and been through all that stuff from each other, did drugs together, fucked each other, baby daddy, fucked people's daddies, and the bitch that got stabbed was in the hospital for days and they still friends.
But you still that's for me, sick. Most definitely. You.
I'm a bitch, I'm still from you because I got cousins that installed from me and I deal with them with a long handled spoon. But if a friend, well, I can't
even say
that.
That's you not forgiving them because yeah, you didn't change up your interaction and your relationship
with
them.
But I hang with people that didn't steal from me, but they owe me money. So is it stealing if you still hang with them? If they owe you money and it's been for a long time, is that considered theft because they never gave you the money back? Or is it that they still
that's
owe you?
That's a good-ass question because motherfuckers do be owing down.
And what
and I be at? Parlaying with your money they owe you.
Yep, they are getting fucked up going you on trips, but they owe you money.
And you feel like that's disrespect, you know what I'm
it
saying?
Is.
So that's like you being, are you going to be the bigger person or are you going to pull up like, where is my fucking money? And that's where you gotta figure out, okay, which one is worth it.
Exactly.
Because you got shit you can lose, you know what I'm saying? The consequences behind that.
And see, the way I think of it is, my mama told me that if you loaning it out, that means you willing to lose it.
Because
you can't guarantee that that person going to pay you back. So if they don't pay me back, I know that I won't help you with shit again. Bitch, you can need 2 pennies on your groceries and you really need this food. Bitch, I ain't got the 2 pennies. Bitch. This cashier better help you because I ain't even got it, man. These 2 pennies, I need this. I ain't got it. So that's how I try to look at it. Like, you owe me money. I ain't going to, like, necessarily fall out with you, but you going to need me before I need you, and I'm not doing shit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people out there that's like, I can't do nothing for you. Now, am I going to disown you and not talk to you, whether you family or friends? No. I'm not going
to
disown you.
That's a forgiving thing to say. A forgiving thing to say because I don't feel that way. But
see,
what you said,
you money, you like fuck them, you done. You
yeah, because I know it's gonna come right back to my hands. I ain't never worried about a motherfucker.
So you should forgive them if it's coming back.
I don't gotta forgive you. I just not fuck with you.
But what is not fucking with you? Not
because it's the principle of it. If you don't, my thing is you gotta pay your debts. Think of me as the fucking landlord, okay? Like, you hold your landlord in high regard, and you go get that money order because you know that you got to pay that rent. You know you owe me some money. So, for you to just be, hey, what's up? Let's turn up. We'll be turning up. How you going in half on me with a bottle and you owe me money?
I'm not turning up on nobody. I'm not turning up with nobody.
But that's what I'm saying. It's the same principle. Put me in the same regard as your fucking landlord, just like you know you owe them every first through the fifth of the month.
No, you pay me.
Exactly.
And yeah, and it's kind of like people don't think about that. Like, they could owe you money. You don't got to pay me in a lump sum. You could pay me motherfucking $10 every month until you pay it off. It's just the fact that you done gave me money on what you owe. But if you just like saying fuck me, that's different. And that way I can never help you again. Ever. So, I mean, I guess, am I a forgiving person? It's kind of like, you know, a scale or a seesaw. I don't know.
It's pretty interesting topic. And I was just saying and thinking to myself, do you think people base their forgiveness off the consequences? I think so. Because I done forgave some shit and thought about the consequences and then being like, I'ma just take the risk because fuck the consequences because the consequences gonna come anyway.
See, I know people that didn't forgive people just off what they can do for them.
Mm.
Like, say you're in a relationship and your man is rich and he pay for everything. He's paying for your car, your phone, your rent, everything. People might forgive him because he's paying for everything. He could have fucked your best friend. This bitch is forgiving him because they feel like they need him. But a boss bitch who's paying for her own shit gonna think, nigga, I could get another one of you tomorrow, so it's nothing to me. You keep your little money, your little car, all that, get the fuck on. So it kind of depends. Some people are more needy than others.
Yeah, it depends on, that's what I'm saying.
Yep,
the consequences.
I don't give a fuck.
So if somebody, let's say a young lady is in a relationship and she getting her ass beat. But like you said, the nigga's paying for everything, keeping her bundles done, nails done. But she, you know, she's the consequence of it is, yeah, I gotta forgive him, but he whooping my motherfucking ass.
Girl. Every day. And I can't even relate to that.
So you sit back and that's when you think to yourself, is it worth it?
And it's not worth it.
Is it worth me getting fucked up, having to go to the emergency room every other goddamn week?
Exactly.
Because I want to be in the latest.
You know, you're going to end up in the morgue behind that
you
shit.
You know, or that's what or I'm just being that's on your own and getting that shit on your own. You're going to feel way more better getting that shit on your own because you don't have to ask a motherfucker for shit.
Exactly. And on a serious note, whoever need to hear this, if you going through that, know that no matter what they provide, and you can do that shit on your own.
Yeah.
Even if you struggling for a minor time, it's not worth your life. Like, I ain't never been an abused woman, but I done been in an abusive relationship. And please believe, if you cracking my head, I'm cracking yours. I'm not about to play those type of games, but I got out of there because that shit is not cute. Mm-hmm. It's nothing you can provide for me, whether the dick, the money, whatever it is that's going to make me stay with you. Mm-hmm. And whoever maybe listen to this, they're going through that, just know that you're above all that shit.
Yeah, you don't deserve it.
Yeah,
self-love is the best love.
Yes, it is.
You can give yourself.
Love on yourself.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like as human beings, we do everything based off the consequences. Is it going to be a good consequence or is it going to be a bad consequence?
Or are you like, fuck the rules, like yeah, Nipsey said.
Exactly.
Fuck the rules.
It's based off the consequences. Because what are rules for?
No, I'm saying fuck the rules, man. You ain't thinking
exactly
about no consequences.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So are you living by the rule or not?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm basing it off the consequence. Because let's say I'm smoking weed. Boom. Yeah, a bad consequence is it's not technically legal. Y'all don't see the fingers going.
Technically. They can hear.
It's technically illegal. But weed helps me to be calm. It helps me to keep a focused mind. It has so many good benefits. I have more good benefits, so I'm willing to be known
take
as a pothead or whatever the fuck people want to say about people smoking weed.
Well,
I don't give a damn.
I always do this. You say I go against what you say, and I'm not going against what you say.
Don't bring
this
up.
This is about risk. This is about risk.
Yeah.
So,
take risk.
I'm a person
I'm
that think
taking
about the risk, because I might stab a motherfucker in their ass, but will I stab in the throat? No, because I can't do that crime because I can't do the time.
Exactly.
Bitch, I can get off on assault.
I ain't talking about.
I can't get off on
I'm not
no
talking
murder
about as far as going to jail.
Well, we was talking about
taking a risk.
Taking
okay,
a risk
say,
and dealing with the results of the shit.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like,
so let's say like this, bam, starting a business.
You're going to take a risk. Either you're going to spend money and invest it, or you might fail.
Exactly.
That's
but
different.
You're going to get good and bad consequences.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying, it's what outweighs. Do the good outweigh
the bad?
You know what I'm saying? Because it's always going to be both sides. Just like it's always going to be the truth. One person's side of the story and another person's side of the story. You know what I'm saying?
I believe some people, they both got some truth and they both got some lies in their shit.
Exactly.
But, yep.
That's why the truth is always in the middle.
Are y'all some risk takers?
I believe I am. God damn me, I am.
What about you, Key?
I am.
I am.
I know the fuck I am.
I am.
Look, I know
always.
The fuck I am.
Crazy, because that...
It's
a gamble, man.
Yeah,
life
exactly
is a gamble.
You gotta roll the dice.
You know what I'm saying? And it's one of those things you either feel lucky or you don't.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You go into everything with a certain mindset. You gotta know what you got in store. You have to map out and be strategic. Like, that's why they say life is like a chess game.
Exactly.
One of the most strategic games ever.
Make your next move the best move.
Not true. Okay, so I thought that forgiveness was cool.
We
so
got to all our bullet points on that one.
Did we? Let's see. Oh, no. We have to give the people 15 ways to forgive people.
I don't know shit about that.
Just in case they don't. You know, this is just based off an article.
Don't go to sleep on this part, y'all.
Don't go to sleep. So you just need to move on to the next act. Do you agree with that?
Oh, that's kind of like when they say to get over one dick is to hop under another dick. That's what they say. Like, you can get over one man or one woman by sliding next to the next one. Is that true?
it says here that don't allow people to be present in your mind, but they can be present in your moments. You get that? That's deep.
No, I don't.
That's deep as fuck. Present. They can be. They don't have to be present in your mind. Like, they could be standing right there, and you act like they don't see you. See them, but you always got that story to who they are, and you so got the power.
In your mind.
You got the power to remember what it was. You don't have to act in the moment. You know what I'm saying?
And I try not to remember shit when shit goes bad. I don't remember shit about none of my exes.
Whatever.
I know you, niggas.
Whatever. You don't know them, but you still can recall.
No,
what
I don't recall.
You can recall many times on Messy Mac Radio.
I talk about one person.
It doesn't matter. You recalling.
I don't recall shit.
Oh, we gonna have to run it back. A few episodes, motherfuckers was talking about you know who.
You was like, you sound scorned. Like, I guess.
So I'll be saying it anyway.
At all. Oh my. You're dead to me. You hear me? Fucking dead. That's what he is.
Oh my God. So switch the focus from blaming others to understanding your own motherfucking self.
That helps with forgiveness?
Hell yeah. If you know who you are within yourself, you know how to forgive and to the extent. Didn't we just talk about this?
Hell yeah.
If you like, if you insecure within yourself, you'll never be able to forgive a motherfucker. You're going to be bitter for... Okay, imagine if you didn't forgive, you know who.
Did I forgive that motherfucker?
Clearly you didn't move on.
That don't mean I forgive that motherfucker.
Okay, but I'm saying you're not bothered by it at the moment. You haven't been bothered. You been stalking a nigga lately?
Oh, I'm not talking about that.
That's what I was saying.
It's a deeper level. I'm not talking about me and that motherfucker being broken up. It's other things to where there's no forgiveness.
Of course. You don't have to forgive everything.
He's anonymous. He's fucking unrecognized.
Learn to let go and be like water.
Yep.
Be like water. I'm a water sign, by the way. Scorpio.
Pisces.
Yeah, both water signs. Okay.
Flow everywhere. There's an opening.
From the earth.
Soften your hard edges by being
Look,
more.
I can't be moved. Okay, come on, people.
Take responsibility for your fucking part.
Man.
Yeah. Now that's true.
God, that's all you gotta do. That's one of the steps of forgetting. Removing blame means never assigning. You know what I'm saying? I ain't assigning you this assignment. It ain't your fault. It's my fault. Let go of being resentful. Because it causes annoyance and anger. It really does. How many times have you been sitting next to a motherfucker you can't stand and you just hate the way they fucking blinking?
Never. Because I'm not about to sit next to nobody I don't fuck with. Bitch will be across the room before the motherfucker sit next to me.
Cat.
Who the sit next to me?
You'll sit next to somebody that you don't like and you'll act like they not there.
So you mean like we sitting right next to each other?
Yeah.
I know you fucking lying. I stand, bitch, before I do that.
You'll stand?
Stand.
But you'll still be right there, Vaughn?
Nope. If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. Period. Unless we in the VIP.
Exactly. My point. Ching-ching.
I'm dead.
Be kind instead of right. There's a Chinese proverb that says, if you're going to pursue revenge, you better dig two graves.
Literally, that's dope as hell, that be kind instead of right. A lot of people want to prove their point.
Exactly. Kill them with kindness. You be nice. You be your sweet self.
I know people that
because that's what's going to eat a motherfucker up. You leave on a sweet note.
Yep.
Bake a fucking cake if you got to. You feel me?
That's your closure.
That's your closure. Because you walked away from whatever it was. You decided to be the bigger person.
Yep.
And that's when you win. Practice giving. In the midst of arguments or disagreements, practice giving rather than taking before you exit. Giving involves leaving the ego behind while it wants to win and show its superiority by being contrary and disrespectful. But your nature and human nature wants to be at peace and live in harmony. Stop looking for occasions to be offended. Oh my God, I'm finna leave. Because that's deep. Stop looking for times for somebody to start some shit. Mm-hmm. Or stop starting shit when it ain't the time.
Or it's nothing there to start.
You know. Some people start shit and jump out exactly. The real world with that bullshit.
When you live at or below ordinary levels of awareness, ooh, that's deep. You spend a great deal of time and energy finding opportunities to be offended. A news report, a rude stranger, someone cursing, a sneeze, a black cloud, just about anything will do if you're looking for an occasion to be offended by something.
Hold on, let me jump in there. When it's somebody you don't fuck with and don't like, a sneeze, a cough, a burp will piss you up like, ugh, why is this bitch even breathing?
That's exactly what I just said like 5 minutes ago.
If you don't like somebody, no matter what they do, it's gonna irritate you.
Exactly. Not being offended is a way of saying I have control over how I'm going to feel, and I choose to feel peaceful regardless of what I observe going on. Mm-hmm. When you feel offended, you're practicing judgment. You judge someone else to be stupid, insensitive, rude, arrogant, inconsiderate, or foolish, and then you find yourself upset and offended by their conduct. So you didn't label me all these things, and now you mad because I'm doing it. This is a good article.
That could be a double-sided thing when you said it. It's like if you constantly accusing somebody of cheating and they haven't cheated, then they go out and cheat on your ass.
Exactly. But what you may not realize is that when you judge another person, you do not define them. You define yourself as someone who judges others. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Number 12. Don't live in the past. Be present. We assign more importance to the past. We assign a good portion of our energy and attention to the good old days that are gone forever as the reason why we cannot be happy and fulfilled today. Stop blaming shit on the past. Forgive, move on, go to therapy, write it down, let it go. Embrace your dark times.
Embrace your dark times.
Yes.
So what that mean?
It says, as tough as it is to acknowledge you, to go through what you went through in order to get where you are today, and the evidence is that you did. Every spiritual advance that you make in your life will very likely be preceded by some kind of fall or seeming disaster. Those dark times, accidents, tough episodes, breakup, periods of impoverishment, illnesses, abuses, and broken dreams were all in order. They happened so you can assume they had to and you can't unhappen them. Embrace them from that perspective and then understand them, accept them, honor them, and fully transform them from what they were.
Okay.
So they basically, you go through hard times to learn how to deal with them.
And you just look back and see how strong you are.
Exactly. Refrain from judgment. When you stop judging and simply become an observer, you will then find inner peace. With that sense of inner peace, you'll find yourself happier and free of negative energy and any resentment. A peaceful person attracts peaceful energy.
That's true.
Very. Send love. That's a good one. So if you, you know, just take these tips on forgiveness and try to find it in your heart and find it within yourself and realize that you always come first and learn to forgive people. If you want to hold grudges, I mean, if that's just how you are, you're totally entitled to not ever fucking with a motherfucker again.
Like, but don't let it take your peace.
Don't let it take your peace. Thank you, guys. We did definitely go over a little bit over an hour. But, hey, that was a very good show. Don't forget to download our podcast on Anchor. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and like three more. Don't forget, we got listener support going on. We got voice messages available coming soon. Y'all gonna be able to call in. But thank you guys for listening. And Keith, thank you for being a special guest. Your opinion is always very much valued on Messy Mac Radio.
It was my pleasure.
Miss, your nails is popping over here. Ring blinging.
I keep looking at them. She did her damn thing.
She did. But thank you guys for tuning in, and don't forget to email us any feedback. And thank you again, Messy Mac Radio.
We out.
We out.
Peace out.